So let's get right to the point here. Let's just jump into this. And this is also what this first episode is about. Overthinking. And this is a main problem, or a very big problem, for many music composers. This overthinking process, no matter what it is about, how to build your career, how to build your template, if it's worth it to set up a YouTube channel or not, how to do this, how to do that. There is always overthinking going on. And this is actually the topic of this first podcast episode here. But before we get into a few points that I want to talk about, I just want to quickly introduce myself. My name is Alex Pfeffer. I'm a music composer living in Hamburg, Germany. I worked on quite a few projects in the video game industry, the trailer and production music industry, also some advertising and movies. But I mean, to be honest, I don't want to put the spotlight on me here. This podcast is all about you people trying to find work, trying to build your business, learning a little bit more about self-marketing and promotion. And of course, I would also be very happy if I could help you with this podcast to get your first gig, your next project. So let's jump right into the first topic here, mindset. And before you think, oh my God, mindset, you know, that old stuff, these quotes and blah, 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 whatever you have in mind, just give it a chance. And we just have to realize that by switching or exchanging a few thoughts, by just converting negative stuff into positive stuff, it can have a very big impact into building our career. Okay, so let's dive into the first point here, overthinking. Stop planning too much. Of course, planning and sketching out things are important, but don't plan too much. Don't overthink too much. Do not waste your time with just overplanning. Overthinking, you always have to realize that overthinking destroys creativity. So if you think about starting a YouTube channel or a Twitch channel, if you think about starting to find work in the video games industry, or would it make more sense to start finding projects in the trailer and production music industry or the movie industry, just start taking action, just start doing things and stop worrying, especially about all the stuff that could go wrong. And you always have to keep this one thing that is also very important in mind. People who got somewhere, people who have success in something, they probably failed more often than others having even tried. Okay, so let's jump to the next point here, negativity. You know, all of these arguments, the market is saturated, AI is taking over, and you see so many people that are better than you and all of these things, but realize how often per day or per week you think negative. And it kind of like becomes a negative mantra, right? You're just repeating all of that negative stuff. And even if you don't repeat it on a, let's say, conscious basis, social media does a very good parenthesis, right? A very good job in showing you all the good stuff, all the success from everyone, but the only person that isn't successful is you. So, but I mean, of course, it isn't the fault of social media or the other people. The mistake is that you only see the success from so many people compared towards you as a single person. This is the problem, right? Because you just see like 10, 20, 30 people talking about their new awards, about their new credits, and you didn't achieve anything in maybe like a month or two, and you just give it permission to just let it roll all over you, right? And then you start worrying, am I worth it? Am I good enough? Blah, 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 all of these things. So at some point, you just have to convert this negativity into something positive. So I want to give you another example, especially when it comes to AI. So instead of saying AI is bad, it will destroy the market, you can come along with a positive argument and say, for example, AI and also stock music will be my strongest argument when it comes to how can a company benefit from my work. So let's get into a few examples here. You offer exclusive music that is not boring, right? Your music is not generic. There are no license hassles. There are no deal changes as it happens once in a while with stock music. You are a real person understanding the project you are writing music for. And these are all very positive things. And I believe that AI, therefore, will become your biggest weapon and your biggest argument when it comes to finding work. So let's hop into another example here that I hear very often from new composers, from aspiring composers. The market is saturated, so why even bother getting into this? I could also provokingly say, like, there are 8 billion people on this planet, so why even bother at all, right? So let's turn this into something positive. There are so many people out there, probably the most people, that stop trying after a few times, and they are not willing to invest the consistency into finding work and getting hurt in the industry. I know firsthand a story of someone who applied at 5 companies, and when things didn't work out, that person changed jobs. And I was kind of like shocked, because I thought, why sending out application emails or contacting 5 companies? Why not 50 or 500 or 5,000? And yes, of course, this is a lot of work. If you send out 5,000 application emails, this takes quite a few hours. But if you do that and you also know and be aware of how you send out these applications and what to write in these applications, you will definitely have success in finding your first or next project sooner or later. Okay, let's talk about the third point that is also very important, and it's about visualizing yourself in the future. So just sit down for a second and just visualize how life will be, how your career will be in a year from now. Imagine your studio, your sample libraries, your plugins, your expensive Mac or PC, whatever you prefer working with. So just think big here for a second and just imagine how life will be or your career in a year from now. Don't be afraid about all of this AI stuff. Just forget this for a second. Forget about all these fears that are coming up and visualize yourself what your career would be in the future. And here's probably something that is also happening right now. I may know your next thought. But there is more important stuff than money, right? Forget that for a second, please. Yes, I know health is important, family is important, and this is all true. This is all more important than money. But what is happening right at this point is your brain putting a barrier and finding excuses that prevent you from thinking about your financial success that is also needed to build your career, you know, building a happy life, having free weekends, paying the rent, paying food, paying the bills for you, your family, and your loved ones. And yes, we all know money doesn't buy you happiness, but it just calms you down a lot when you know that you can pay the bills. So just to sum that up pretty quickly, you know, I would sit down and just write a little note to myself, putting it somewhere on the desk. Stop overthinking, stop the negativity. Start visualizing yourself in the future, what your career will be. And by changing these things, you know, it's not like the universe looking down at you and saying like, oh, cool, I will just grant that guy a wish or something like this. But you will work towards these goals, right? You will somehow turn around and work towards your goal and invest the energy, even though it may be just on a subconscious basis, but you just work towards that goal. You work towards becoming successful. And by eliminating the negativity, by stopping the overthinking process and just visualizing regularly, I recommend to do that regularly, by visualizing how your life will be in the future, you will actually do a lot for building your career. And always remember, if you have any questions about this, if you need help, I'm definitely here for you. So thanks so much for your time, and yeah, talk soon.